Have you ever been tempted to give up or check out in your walk with God? Have you been at a place in life's journey where you felt overwhelmed and overshadowed by life's obstacles, setbacks, or heartaches? It could be you're at such a place right now, a place where you are hungering for hope. If so, then Hope Along the Journey podcast is a ministry of encouragement created specifically with you and others just like you in mind. And now, here is your host, Mark Cravens, to share a word of encouragement with you today.
Thank you so much for joining today's episode of Hope Along the Journey. Hi, I'm Mark Cravens, and I'm your host, and we appreciate you joining us for these next few minutes as we share a message of encouragement and hope. It's a joy today to have as my guest, Lori Wildenberg. Lori, welcome to Hope Along the Journey.
Hey, Mark, I'm really glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, all the way from beautiful Denver, Colorado.
And it is a little overcast today. We've been having a little bit of rain these last couple of days, so it's a little unusual. Usually we have more deserty type weather.
Right. Well, thanks for coming aboard today by way of Zoom. And just a few moments, we're going to be talking about what I think is a very important issue in regards to mental health. But before we do that, I would just like to say to you, my friends who are listening today, that we appreciate so much you being part of the Hope Along the Journey podcast family. We'd like to hear from you. So if you would, take a few moments to just shoot me an email. You can shoot me an email at hopealongthejourney@gmail.com. Again, that's just hopealongthejourney@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can also connect with us through Facebook, Instagram. I even have an account on LinkedIn. So try your best to get connected with us. We'd just love to know more about you and would love to know what you have to say about the podcast. Any ideas, any topics, any one that you think might be a good fit for this podcast, we would just love to hear from you. One more thing, we're getting ready to in just a few days to release our June newsletter, and we'd love to have you sign up for that. So just go to our website at hopealongthejourney.org. Again, that's just hopealongthejourney.org. And when the pop-up screen comes up, says stay in touch, that's what we'd like for you to do. Give us your email so we could stay in touch with you. Again, thank you so much for your support and for your prayers, my friends. I deeply appreciate it. If you listen to us on a venue that can give a good review or a five-star review, would you take a few moments and just give us a good review? That would help the ministry out tremendously. Now back to our subject today and to our guest. Again, Lori, welcome to Hope Along the Journey.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
All right. Well, we want to talk today about this subject. Before I do, I'd like to give my listeners a little bit of info about you. For those who don't know Lori, she's passionate about helping families build connections that last a lifetime. She meets moms and dads where they are with warmth, transparency, humor, and straightforward, faith-filled approach. I like that, Lori. That's good. She's a licensed parent family educator. She's an award-winning author, a podcaster, and co-founder of 1 Corinthians 13 Parenting. She is a national speaker and a parent coach and just a lot of other things that I'm sure we could add. But she's well qualified to speak on this subject today for reasons I think you're going to soon find out. She is a writer. She has written and co-authored 6 books. The one we're going to be talking about today is entitled Messy Hope, Help Your Child Overcome Anxiety, Depression, or Suicidal Ideation. She has also written for a number of online magazines, including Focus on the Family, Mom Life Today, Crosswalk, and many others. So again, Lori, you're well qualified to speak on this subject, both by personal experience and your background. So we want to just begin today by asking you to tell us the story behind the writing of your book, Messy Hope.
Oh, yeah. So I've realized that God tends to use, as he says he will in Scripture, things that we've gone through so that we can help somebody else. And sadly, my daughter experienced thankfully experienced a failed suicide attempt. Sadly, she did attempt to take her life, but it was unsuccessful. And she was in college at the time. This is not a topic that I would have thought that I would be writing on. It was one that I stepped into with a great amount of fear. So a couple of years after my daughter had her failed suicide attempt, she said to me, "Hey, Mom, how do you get people to read your blog?" And I said, "Well, one good way is to put it out on Facebook." Mm-hmm. And had I been a little smarter and a little more inquisitive, I would have asked her, "Hey, you know, what are you writing your blog on?" Mm-hmm. And I didn't ask her. And when she put her blog out, it was a blog regarding encouraging people who were feeling depressed and alone or anxious and encouraging them to get help. And it told some of her story in there. Well, that just really, a mom reading that mm-hmm. cuts you to your heart.
Sure.
And I have to say, once we were through the hard stuff, I didn't want to go back there. I didn't want to think about it. I just wanted to move forward. I wanted her just to move forward. And I read that, and the Lord continued to nudge me. This is something parents need to know so they can help their children who are experiencing things that your daughter has experienced. So I asked my daughter, would it be all right if, you know, could I have your permission to write a book about depression and anxiety sure. and share your story throughout the book? Mm-hmm. And if I did this, would you be willing to also speak into the book as well mm-hmm. and help me write it? And she agreed to it. And so I started working on it. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, Mark, I was really afraid to do this because I thought, if I write this and if I'm asking her questions that bring her back to that place, is she going to stay in that place?
I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of fear. I knew the Lord wanted me to write it. I still felt fear. And so I would continue to ask my daughter, you know, how are you doing? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. And then finally she said, "Mom, you need to know that I am okay and that it is hard for me to even relate to the person that, you know, she's thinking about it. She's writing things for me." Mm-hmm. And once she said that, I felt freedom to go ahead and work on this. And what I've realized, Mark, in the midst of all this, writing this book, is God has used our story and my daughter's story to help lots of people, help those struggling and to help those who have kids that are struggling.
Right.
I've gotten a lot of feedback from the book. And then what I didn't realize, I was so focused on my daughter being healthy and whole that I didn't realize that I had suffered a trauma as well. I didn't even recognize it. And the writing of this book was also not only healing for my daughter, but healing for me. So yeah. God did great things through that all the way around. Mm-hmm. And he was very gracious with me when I was fearful of sure. the assignment.
Sure. You know, even now, all these years later, Lori, as I can see you, as you share this story, and the pain, as you tell it, is still there. This is still not an easy story for you to share, is it?
Well, you know, when you have a child who's struggling, mm-hmm. I mean, your mom or your dad heart,
yes.
and it's very hard. Mm-hmm. And you never want to see them in these places.
Right.
Yet God will use it.
Yes. Let me ask you just a question or two about this. First of all, Did you have any indication that there was an issue going on? Or was it kind of one of those hindsight looking back, I should have seen the signs, maybe a combination of both. But did it kind of take you by total surprise, Lori?
A combination of both. So when she was in middle school, she had an eating disorder. Okay. And a lot of times an eating disorder spills into other mental health issues, such as anxiety and depression. But she got through that. And as she got through that, you just don't want to look back. You just want to keep going forward.
Right. Sure.
Well, she was struggling her senior year of college, and I knew that she was. And I called her very regularly, and I would ask her how she was doing. Mm-hmm. And she was pretty honest with me. But then there came a time where I started to notice this scared me the most, when she had no affect in her voice. Mm-hmm. It was really flat.
Yes.
There was no emotion. And she was telling me that she was taking driving trips by herself. And I knew mm-hmm. that this was a scary thing. And sure. I said, please, you know, go with a friend or call me when you get there. I could feel my anxiety rising because I knew something was really wrong. And then I told her that I was going to come to the school. So she was 4 hours away from us. And I said, I'm coming tomorrow. And what I didn't know was that was the night that she had attempted to take her life, and God didn't allow it.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that right away when I got to her. Mm-hmm. I could tell she was in a bad emotional place, mm-hmm. but there was no evidence that something had occurred.
Right.
And so I stayed with her for a couple of weeks. I rented a hotel room, and she stayed with me. And then when she seemed to be okay, I brought her back home, and we, you know, went to the doctor and all of that. So I guess I didn't expect that she would take it to that next level, but it almost wasn't a surprise either. Mm-hmm. And she had been getting help for her depression, but it was getting bigger. So yeah. She needed a little more assistance.
Yeah. And, you know, I hear your story. I hear your daughter's story. And as a pastor, I've heard similar stories over and over again, stories of which confidentiality will never let me share or tell.
Of course.
But this is far more prevalent, Lori, isn't it, than what we oftentimes think is happening. Yeah. It is far more prevalent, if not attempting it, at least a lot of suicidal thoughts are yeah. going on in a lot of young people's hearts and
yes.
minds.
No, that's very true. It's become almost an epidemic. Mm-hmm. And some experts are saying that it's to have a mental health issue as anxiety or depression is the new normal. Now, no, we are not created for that. That Sorry. Is not true. And we can fight this. We can do different things, and we'll be talking about those things. We
Sure.
can do different mm-hmm. things with God's help to change the course of this. This is not what God has for us. Mm-hmm. And so there are some places, some studies yeah. that say 1 in 4 young people will struggle with some sort of a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. And here in Colorado, in most places, suicide is the second leading cause of death. And here in Colorado, it is number one.
Is that right?
This isn't okay. Mm. It's not okay. And we can make a difference.
Yes.
We can make a difference.
Well, I think, too, that And I appreciate you sharing that, Lori, because I like the note of hope and the fact that we can do something and we must do something. I think so many times in the secular world, the thing they ignore is the spiritual component that is also part of this. And we are holistic people. I mean, we have got, you know, we're body, mind, soul, spirit. But if you neglect any part of that, you can't, and you're not really helping the whole person, then you really can't deal as you need to and bring the healing that needs to happen with someone that's going through this. Would you not agree with that?
Oh, I totally agree. You do need the whole person. Mm-hmm. And in the secular worldview, they may dismiss mm-hmm. the spiritual side. Sometimes in the Christian worldview, that's all we focus on.
Right. That's true. Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got to be careful with that, because mm-hmm. then we can, not meaning to, add shame to
yes.
that whole situation.
Yes.
People could say things like, well, you know, when God closes a door, he opens a window. Or if you had more trust in the Lord, you wouldn't have this anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
People will spiritualize these things mm-hmm. to the point where the person who's struggling may stop sharing that they are struggling, and they're going to hide even more.
Absolutely.
We've got to be really careful. Or they might say, well, you know, you really need to get your act together before you can serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you read through scripture, you find Job, he struggled. He persevered, but he
yes.
wasn't patient with the whole business, and who could blame him? And then when, you know, you think of Timothy, when Paul writes to Timothy, I think that it's quite likely Timothy suffered from anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can think of David in the Psalms,
yes.
the way he laments.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered from depression. Again, he was in some really tough spots.
Absolutely.
So, of course,
yes.
he would
yes.
have those things. And the reason Scripture says have no anxiety about anything is because people do have anxiety about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus gives it to us straight, doesn't he? He says, in this world, you will have trouble.
Yes.
That is a fact.
That is true.
In this world, you will have trouble. He doesn't leave us there. He says, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Hope is a spiritual component that is a necessary thing to the healing.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, I'd like to take a portion of our podcast today, and you probably have been hitting on some of this, but we discussed before we began that maybe there would be four helpful tips or insights you would like to give to moms or dads, or maybe even somebody listening today who is actually dealing with depression and has even had some of these suicidal thoughts. So what would be some of those general tips that you would recommend or give?
Yes. Okay. So we live in the USA, right? We live in the Western culture. We've got a Western mindset. We want to be independent,
mm-hmm.
yet we are created for interdependence. And we need to have an atmosphere in our home and in our relationships where we feel safe to ask for help if we need help,
mm-hmm.
and to be open to giving help where help is needed, rather than the idea of, I've got to handle this on my own.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times we raise our kids with the idea that they need to be independent. Well, if you really think about that, I don't think any of us really want that. Independent means independent of us, independent of God. We want our kids to depend on the Lord. Mm-hmm. We want our kids to be interdependent
right.
with us so that
so
if
true.
They're in trouble, they can ask for help. Asking for help is a brave and a wise thing to do.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So to have an atmosphere of help in the home and in relationships, to know that it's good and it's smart and it's brave to ask for help.
That's good.
That's the first thing I would say. And to help your listeners remember these four points, I have the acronym HOPE. So
okay.
the first letter is H, being a help or asking for help. So
very good.
Help is the first one. The next one for hope, the letter O, is to have sort of an out-of-the-box perspective. Now, this perspective is critical pre-struggle. We don't want to give an out-of-the-box perspective to someone in the middle of the struggle, because then it's going to feel shaming. But pre-struggle, we can do a lot of things, like be thinking of things that we are thankful for each day. Mm-hmm. Thankfulness and gratefulness give us an out-of-the-box perspective. Mm-hmm. They change our mindset from dwelling on the issue to thinking about where we can be thankful even within the hard thing.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And if we start practicing that when we're not struggling, it will be easier to jump to that when we are.
That's very good advice. That's very good.
And then prayer. To have an atmosphere in your family and in your relationship where you are praying for each other and asking one another for prayer. And on a regular basis, with my kiddos who are now, you know, adult children, I will say, how can I pray for you? That'll be one of the things that I say. I don't say it every single time, but often.
Right. Absolutely.
So for them to know that. And sometimes prayer is hard when I've been through some dark times and some hard things. It's been hard to pray during those times.
Sure it is.
So to make sure that you have someone that you can pray with. I have a friend that I've been praying with every Tuesday for, gosh, I think we're coming on 15 years. Mm-hmm. And it's so helpful to have that, you know, really a helpful thing. So find a prayer partner as well.
That's a great, and then, that's a great piece of advice.
H-O-P. And then E, expect the unexpected, because that's what Jesus says. In this world, you will have trouble. That's always unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to look at reality, to expect the unexpected. We're going to have hard things.
Yes, it's going to happen.
We are going to have sad things. We're going to have things that make us grieve. We're going to have things that make us angry, things that make us fearful, things that make us sad.
Absolutely,
and
right.
Yeah. So we're not just going to have happy things. We're going to have a full life, and a full life includes some of that hard stuff. So to expect it.
Yeah. Yeah. Pollyanna is a nice, it's a nice old Disney movie, but the truth of the matter is that's not the reality of life, is it? There are hard places in life.
Yeah.
But the good news is that God is with us through the valleys and through those difficult times. I kind of want to wrap up here. Before we do, I what would you say would be maybe the number one insight you felt like God showed you or revealed to you through this time? What was it, what was the one like predominant insight that really God seemed to have taught you and shown you during this time?
You know, that quote that Jesus has in John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. The thing that I feel like the Lord really revealed to me as I was studying and making sure that, you know, my information was going to be spot on for parents, and that it would be that messy hope would be a really good tool for people to use. Mm-hmm. I was surprised to find out that reality was more important than positivity.
Say that again. I want you. That's a great statement. Could you say it one more time?
Reality is more important than positivity. And I actually found that sort of shocking, because I thought, well, if you just look at things through a positive lens, it'll be better, right? And positivity is great. It's important, but it can be toxic, because it can dismiss the thing that is critical, that is important, that you need to be addressing. To say that, yeah, something's really hard is important.
Right. Yeah. And to affirm people when they share with you, because otherwise, like you said, if you just say, oh, cheer up, you know, or why are you down? You got everything in the world. You should be thankful. You know, that kind of, that dismissiveness, it doesn't help people at all, does it?
Yeah, or it could be worse.
Yeah. You know? Well, I love the old saying, you know, cheer up, it could be worse. I cheered up. Sure enough, it got worse. Oh, Lori, it's been great to talk to you and to have you share. But I would like for you to give our listeners a way to find your book and find out more about you and connect with you. So why don't you just take a few moments here before we close and tell them how they can get the book, how they can find your website, how they can get in touch with you.
Oh, thanks, Mark. So they can find me at Lori, L-O-R-I, Wildenberg, W-I-L-D-E-N-B-E-R-G, LoriWildenberg.com. And on my website, I have all my resources, and you can just check there. Also, if you've got a favorite online store or a favorite brick and mortar store, you can visit those places. And if it's not on the shelves in your favorite brick and mortar store, you can always order Messy Hope, Help Your Child Overcome Anxiety, Depression, or Suicidal Ideation. There's like 125 tips for parents in there, hope builders and hope busters and hopeful truths and prayers. The book will be a help to you to help your kids. So you can find me on my website. You can also find me probably all over social media, Facebook and Instagram specifically. So Lori Wildenberg.
That's great. Thank you. And listeners, if I just want to tell you, we will put at the end of the show notes on the podcast, we will put a link there for her website as well to help you get to Lori's website. Lori, thank you. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
God bless you. And listeners, thank you for listening today to today's episode of Hope Along the Journey. Again, we appreciate so much you being part of our listening audience and the Hope Along the Journey family. I just share with you in closing what I always share and mean from the depths of my heart, that if you look to Jesus, He will give you hope along the journey, because Jesus is truly the hope of the world. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you would like to know more about Hope Along the Journey, or if you would like to make a donation to show your support and appreciation for this ministry, then visit our website at hopealongthejourney.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again for more Hope Along the Journey.